late August, the monsoon rains return to the parched desert of the American Southwest. Above the rim of Grand Canyon, storm clouds gather like giant herds of buffalo, ready to stampede across the sky. In the meadows, high atop the Colorado Plateau, much-needed rain soaks the land. Soon, small rivulets of water form and gather together, each contributing to the other, growing stronger as they meander inevitably toward the canyon. Familiar and worn from erosion, the water's path merges brooks into streams, protected from evaporation. Sometimes at rest in rising pools, at times swiftly falling, the rain of the monsoon sky carves and courses ever onward, deeper into the canyon. Passing through layered stone formations, a billion years old or more, water, life-giving water, has been this way before. Scouring the canyon walls and blending with larger creeks, it seems the Colorado River is calling them home. Adventurous souls, deep inside the canyon, watch streaks of rain spilling from the clouds evaporate and vanish long before reaching the river. Suddenly, random spouts and waterfalls appear, cascading over the rims, and creeks gush out from side canyons. Thunder calls and waterfalls, a glory to behold. It has been this way since the canyon was formed. The desert is a harsh place. Only the hardiest people dared live here, like the tenacious plants that somehow survive. Eventually, the ancient ones went away. Like everything else that exists, everything changes with time. But the Colorado rolls on. Canyon song, destined for the Sea of Cortez, the walls of the canyon that rise so grandly above the mighty river, stand as testament to its journey.
Cathedral. Thank you.